Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. Invitations to participate in the 2020 census began arriving back in March. The census may be completed online at 2020census.gov by phone or mail. The executive director of the Oklahoma Department of Commerce, Brent Kissling, says a lot's at stake when it comes to improving the well-being of our state.
There's really a couple of reasons why it's important. One, it's important for federal representation. We've got to make sure that we have as many people. Also, we have the representation that we need in Congress and the Electoral College. The second reason is a lot of the dollars that come to Oklahoma are based on population numbers. Also, economic development purposes, whenever a company is looking at moving to a state, they're looking at those census numbers. Plus, it's just a moral obligation. If you live in our state, we want to make sure that you're counted.
One important reminder Kissling had for all of our rural producers is to remember that if you don't have a city-style address, you may need to do other things to be counted.
So if you don't have 100 South Main Street, if you just have rural route number 2 or something like that, you're not going to get a census mailing. There's going to be somebody that will actually deliver that to your house because they can't geo-track an address that's just a rural route.
Kissling said the census is very simple. It's only 9 questions that count for the next 10 years. He reminds all Oklahomans that you don't get another chance to be counted until 2030, so he's encouraging everyone to fill it out now. For every person that does not fill out a census, it's worth about $1,700 a year, and those numbers rack up very quickly. So if you haven't received a census yet, you can actually go to their website, okletscount.org, and be counted there or look for additional resources. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue sent 2 letters to governors across the nation and leadership of major meat processing companies regarding the opening of processing plants. The letters established the Department of Agriculture's expectations for the implementation of President Donald Trump's executive order signed last week. The president's executive order directs plants to follow the Centers for Disease Control and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration guidance specific to the meat processing industry to keep facilities open while maintaining worker safety. USDA expects state and local officials to work with meat processing facilities to maintain operational status while protecting their employees' health. USDA has also directed meat and poultry processing plants currently closed and without a clear timetable for near-term reopening to go ahead and submit to USDA written documentation of their protocol developed based on the CDC OSHA guidance and to resume operations as soon as they're able to after implementing the guidance. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
And that's an update of our latest farm and agricultural news. Don't forget, you can always go to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, and check on all of the ag markets and ag news there as well. You guys have a great rest of your day. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.